Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've also started our previews for training camp opponents of the Buffalo Bills. Yesterday, we talked about the Baltimore Ravens. The Chargers are up in week number two, although maybe we're not getting our guest. I got to make sure. Are we good? Okay. Randy Cardoon is going to join us from KNX Radio out in Los Angeles, and we'll talk a little bit of L.A. Hey, Randy, it's Howard and Jeremy. Thanks for coming on with us, first of all. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, I'm reading more and more for some reason about the Chargers as AFC West favorites. Where is this coming from and why?
Well, you know, you think about that and you think, wow, the way they ended last year when they won all those games in a row and the way they were playing and the fact that they have some changes coming up, but really not a lot, I think. And also, you take a look at the rest of the division. I mean, Kansas City, we don't really know what to expect from them, especially with a quarterback change. Denver is a mess. And the Raiders, well, they could be good as last year, probably better. But you take a look at the teams and you wonder, well, which is the team that's best suited to really have a good start? And it just comes out Chargers. I mean, as long as they get their kicking scenario put together, and we all saw what happened last year with that, there's a really good chance that the Chargers, if they get a good start, will have a chance to prevail.
And yet I feel, Randy, with the Chargers, like the theme of the Chargers in recent years has been, you think they're going to do better than they do. They end up losing games. You can't figure out how they lost, and somehow they miss out on the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. And that's really been their modus operandi of late. But you take a look at the way they ended their season last year with all those wins in a row, and there was just something that was clicking. Everything seemed to be going, especially the way they lost in the first few games. Again, I bring up the kicking game, which was horrible. They went through kickers like most of us, go through cups of coffee in the morning. And they just have seemed to turn that around. If they could get that fixed up, they brought in some question. I'm still not totally sold about Geno Smith as a backup quarterback to Phillip Rivers. And then, of course, they brought in Cardale Jones from you guys up in Buffalo. It's going to be interesting to see if this team can avoid injury, if they can keep going the way they ended the season last year.
You brought up quarterback. For a number of teams, including the Bills, this was an offseason to think about the quarterback of the future. The Chargers aren't. How much longer is Rivers playing?
That's a good question. But he seems to really be, as long as he could be healthy, and I can't, for any team in the NFL, health is important, especially the Chargers. Because if you start taking off some of their top guys, for example, Hunter Henry, the tight end who played so well last year, well, he's done for the season. So you're going to now rely on, at the moment, Braden Bowman. You're looking at Ben Johnson. You're looking at guys that you may not know very well. So the top line guys are going to have to perform for the Chargers and, more important, stay healthy this season.
And as far as you have seen, in terms of Rivers' level of play, any drop-off, any troublesome signs?
Not really. I think if anything, he showed at the end of last year that he was getting better. I mean, as long as he can make that connection, as long as Keenan Allen stays healthy, as long as Melvin Gordon out of the backfield stays healthy, as long as some of the other guys, Mike Williams, if he can stay healthy, and you're talking about Travis Benjamin, you're talking about Tyrell Williams, you're talking about all sorts of guys that if his receivers can be healthy, well, then Phillip Rivers is going to have himself a pretty good season because, again, with the way Melvin Gordon's been taking the football and running it this last year, remember when they bombed 2 years ago, that's when you had all those injuries. That's when Keenan Allen went out. That's when so many guys went down to injury. And really, he had nobody but himself to throw to, in a sense, because the receivers just weren't in a position to do well. They weren't really somebody you could rely on. So now, as long as these guys can catch the football, they're going to be in good shape.
Don't mention Keenan Allen anymore. I'm having very bad flashbacks to the Bills game. When it comes to, you mentioned the kicking game. Where are the other big questions as they get set to open training camp? Where are the other questions about the 2018 Chargers?
Well, I think defense is going to be interesting. You're bringing back Brandon Mebane. You've got Melvin Ingram. You've got Denzel Perryman. You've got guys up front who are going to play well. Casey Hayward is also great in the backfield. You've got the big question is the rookie, Derwin James, coming out of Florida State, the draft pick, the Chargers, first guy they chose. He's going to be a guy that everybody's going to be testing this year because he's new, and it's going to be interesting to see how that all works out. Of course, they've got Joey Bosa. Jason Verrett is back from injury. Now, if Verrett is able, and from all reports we've heard in some of the off-season practices, he has looked really good since coming back from injury and missing most of the season last year. If all these guys can certainly put together a good performance, Chargers defense is going to certainly help them.
You mentioned Derwin James. Who else from the 2018 draft class could have an impact?
I knew you'd ask me that because it's funny. There's a kid from USC. I believe it's, and I always had trouble even pronouncing it when he was at USC.
Is this Owosu?
The outside linebacker, Uchenna Nwosu?
Yeah.
Hopefully that's close enough.
It's better than me. You did a much better job than I would have trying to bring him up with you.
Well, my backup plan was to go, his name was but
I knew who you're talking about.
That's how I did it when he was at USC. But nonetheless, he's a guy that you're going to really keep an eye on for. You've got some other guys that are coming in. For the most part, though, the defense is going to be based on a lot of the veterans. But according to those two and a kid named Pat Ifrahi, I believe his name is, he's an outside a defensive end that's going to back up Melvin Ingram. He's a kid that's going to be somebody that you're going to keep an eye out for. Certainly so many other people that could come in. But again, like the offense, if the defense cannot stay healthy this year, that's when the Chargers are going to start wavering.
Hey, I forgot. You mentioned Hunter Henry. I honestly don't even remember. Did they bring back Antonio Gates? Or if not, are they considering doing that?
There was a lot of talk at one point that the Chargers would once again approach Antonio, but so far, no. It hasn't happened, which is kind of interesting because I know Gates wants to return, and I know, come on, some of the guys, other teams in the NFL have to want a veteran that knows how to catch the football and has shown that he can do it over the years. But if he comes back and if he joins the Chargers again, well, that'll be somebody else that certainly will help help the L.A. Chargers situation.
Randy, final thing for you. You know, ticket sales and, you know, other team, the opponent having lots of fans in the stands was a big story last year. Will it be any different this year in L.A. for the Chargers?
Well, they're going to be at the same place.
Yeah.
And of course, it's just kind of an odd thing. You're looking at a soccer stadium that the Chargers are going to be playing in, and they do try to expand it. They do try to make it look good. But as we saw last year at the end of the season, really it didn't matter. As long as the Chargers were able to play some good football, once they got over it, I don't think they're worried too much about how many fans are in the stands. Of course, the new stadium is being built. That's going to be coming up in a few years as well.
Randy, thanks. Thanks for the information on the Chargers. Appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Okay, guys, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.